20 years ago, it would be unheard of that the head of an Australian intelligence agency would speak publicly. But nowadays, they're advertising on Facebook. They're actually actively recruiting using media. About 5 years ago, I was taken on a tour of ASIO headquarters when I was working for the project. Went into the building, chatted to people there, of course, blurred their faces. And this is something that intelligence agencies are doing in Australia now, being more transparent. But are they being more transparent at the same time they're seeking more powers? I'm talking today, of course, about the Australian Signals Directorate. Their head, Rachel Noble, gave a speech today and she put her case as to why they might need the ability to spy on Australians. Stilgarian is a freelance internet and technology writer. He joins me now. Welcome back, Stilgarian.
Hello again, Jules.
So who are the Australian Signals Directorate? What do they do?
They do two things, and really their slogan says it all, which is it's about protecting our secrets and finding out theirs. People may know of the NSA in the United States, the National Security Agency, with all of its electronic spying and satellites. Britain's GCHQ, Government Communications Headquarters, grew out of the Bletchley Park codebreakers of World War II, cracking the German Enigma machine. The ASD is Australia's equivalent, and indeed a partner agencies with all of those, plus the equivalent ones in Canada and New Zealand as the what's loosely called the Five Eyes Alliance. So broadly speaking, it's about spying electronically on other countries, trying to crack their communications, and at the same time, trying to make sure they're not cracking ours. So in more recent years, that cyber security role, as we call it now, protecting our networks, has expanded to not just government and military networks, but kind of looking more broadly at Australia's critical infrastructure, things like power grids and the telecommunication system and so on. And against criminal operations as well as nation states.
So why did their head, Rachel Noble, speak today?
Well, she's been the boss for a few months now. I think late last year she was appointed. And this is kind of like a this is where we are speech. Now, you're right when you say in the past the agency heads would very rarely speak, if at all. And you hinted earlier, yes, indeed, the ASD, or as it was called then, the Defence Signals Directorate, it was only officially acknowledged as existing in 1977. Mm. Before that, not even members of Parliament knew about it. In the modern age, we expect a little more transparency from our organisations, including our spooks. The more cynical amongst us might say that when Edward Snowden leaked massive, massive numbers of documents detailing what these agencies do around the world, that they thought, look, we need to get on the front foot a bit about our public relations, for want of a better word. But also, over the two decades, nearly, since 9/11, these agencies have expanded massively and with cybersecurity skills needed, like in industry as well and society more generally, they've got a recruitment problem. So they really need to be much more public about, hey, we need these skills. We need lots more of them. Come and work for us.
It was interesting because when I went to the ASIO headquarters, Stilgarian, and asked them why they were doing interviews, they said, well, we generally get ex-police officers or ex-military applying to be part of ASIO, but we need teachers or nurses, we need people from different backgrounds to work for us so we get that breadth of experience. So that's why they were doing the press conferences and media calls, and I'm sure that's maybe a problem that the ASD is having. But Stilgarian, obviously the big debate is over whether they should have the ability to spy on Australians. Now, we don't know if they're already doing that, but I know it's not in their charter. Well, what do you think? Can you actively protect Australians against cyber attacks if you don't have that skill or that ability?
Well, this is the big question. As you say, if they were currently spying on Australians in Australia, then they would be operating illegally under the current law. The idea here is that part of the ASD's brief is protecting us from overseas aggressors, and that could include intercepting terrorist communications and so on. But because there are terrorists here, there are criminal networks within Australia. The idea is that when called upon by the Australian Federal Police, they could deploy those skills, say, to intercept communications here in Australia. And it would be fair to say their skill at doing so would be somewhat better than ASIO's. We're talking, you know, big international electronic surveillance agency skills. That's the big question, though, is do we want to allow that? Because there's always scope creep when laws happen. We hear that, oh, this is about only attacking the worst of worst, and it's always terrorists, drug dealers, as in international traffickers, and child abusers. But then once you've got this capability, do you expand further? Rachel Noble
said today that she hates to break it to us, but not all Australians are good guys. But you can also flip that back and say, well, how do we know everyone in the Australian Signals Directorate is a good guy as well? So that there's the issue, isn't it?
It is. The idea of the rogue agent in these organisations is probably not anywhere near as widespread as TV shows would have us believe. They do have like an internal culture to operate by the law, but then at the same time, yes, if we're not seeing that, how do we know that that's happening? And it's worth mentioning that there are oversight agencies. There's the Inspector General of Intelligence and Security. It's been around since 1986. There is another monitor looking at the legislation itself, and so on. But their reports are secret as well. So we do have to have a lot of trust in them. And that was one disappointing thing about Rachel Noble's speech for me today, is there was certainly a lot of, well, we're already doing it. If you want to know, you know, this shouldn't be a surprise. It's there in the legislation.
Mm.
You know, so, and I don't know about you, Jules, but I read it, but I think the average person probably doesn't find out what the government does by reading legislation.
Mm. Still, Gary, and we have to wind it up there. It is a fascinating chat, and it's just strange to be talking about the ASD because they have been so secretive in the past. Thanks for your time, Still, Gary.
Cheers, Jules.